technology selection criteria selection, and cutover. Organizations adopt emerging technologies that are appropriate for competitive advantage and that fit their risk tolerance levels and limited resources for technology investments. Determining technology requirements and conducting a gap analysis help the organization begin with the end in mind so that it can set technology selection criteria that are based on actual needs rather than wants. The process of selecting technologies also includes considering risks and rewards, for example, strategic advantage. Selection criteria. Technology selection criteria include competitive advantage, risk levels, feasibility, and validation against requirements. Competitive advantage. Technology can convey competitive advantage when it is scarce. First-of-its-kind technology and proprietary technology, protected by patent, are scarce. Competitors do not possess this technology. Difficult to move. The advantages created by the technology can be captured by competitors only by acquiring the organization and its technology. Difficult to copy. The barriers to competitors for developing the technology is high. For example, skilled resources / capital investment or the organization has a significant head start on development. The technology security, both physical and digital, makes it difficult to reverse engineer, emulate, or steal. Difficult to substitute. This occurs usually because the cost of switching from present to comparable technology is high due to barriers to adoption, including capital investment or the need for underlying technologies, processes, or personnel. The organization may be developing its own technologies, acquiring firms that have developed proprietary technologies, or be an early adopter of new technologies developed and offered by others. In the last case, competitors may also be adopting these technologies. So the competitive advantage then comes in the form of who is first to market and how long that differentiation will last. Assuming that the technology adds value in the eyes of the customer, once most competitors have the technology, it is no longer an order winner and instead becomes an order qualifier. Risk. New technology is vulnerable to risk. Risks must be identified and analyzed for impact and probability of occurrence. In general, the risk level accepted needs to be commensurate with the potential for reward, and it needs to fall within the organization's risk appetite, the level of risk it is willing to accept. Risks include the following. The technology project could be poorly managed and cost far more than planned for, consume too much time, or fail entirely after significant funds are sunk into it. The technology could fail to provide the envisioned level of benefits due to misrepresentation on the part of the seller, misunderstanding of actual requirements on the part of the buyer or seller, or poor project implementation, for example, underlying system process or human resources limitations that were not considered. A change in market needs could wipe out the benefits of the technology, for example, a growing desire for customized rather than identical products. The introduction of an even newer technology could negate the competitive advantages, for example, of speed or flexibility, that the investment promised. A change in the external environment could make implementation impossible or costly. For example, a change in regulations could require changes to technology that reduce its benefits. Price increases for components, maintenance, or software configuration could affect the benefit-cost analysis. The technology could have unintended consequences. It could cause harm or long-term damage to workers or the environment with, for example, the use of a hazardous material. Processes should be examined to understand the effects of technology and job designs on worker health and motivation. Jobs can be redesigned to provide more variety and opportunities to acquire new skills. Processes can be redesigned to decrease repetitive stress injuries and to invite workers to participate in improving processes. Feasibility. Feasibility tests involve identifying hurdles to implementing the technology. Both financial and organizational requirements are analyzed. Performing a benefit-cost analysis is a key aspect of financial feasibility. This involves identifying and comparing all relevant costs and benefits for each alternative being considered. The basic analysis is to simply divide the total benefits by the total costs. Values over 1.0 will have greater benefits than their costs. Costs that do not differ between alternatives and prior investments, sunk costs, should be ignored. Costs include initial investment, ongoing costs, and opportunity costs. Benefits of the technology options need to be quantified in monetary terms for this analysis. This can be challenging, since many benefits will need to be estimated and may not be measurable, especially before the decision needs to be made. Advanced financial analyses can take into account depreciation, net cash flows, the time value of money, payback period, expected useful life of the technology, and so on. For example, performing a benefit-cost analysis of a piece of materials handling equipment using a total cost of ownership perspective factors in the initial price, the cost of capital used to finance the purchase, maintenance and repair costs, or service contracts, depreciation, and disposal, offset by the monetary value of increased productivity or security flexibility, cycle time or lead time reduction, reduced material use, tax credits, and resale value at the end of the equipment's life. From an organizational perspective, operations determines what will be required to implement the technology and manage the change. Some of the organizational issues will have implications in terms of costs, productivity, and employee engagement. The learning curve required by the new technology affects productivity and calculations of the payback period or the break-even point. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the learning curve as follows: a graph depicting the relationship between the number of times workers repeat tasks and the amount of time it takes them to complete each task. As workers perform a task more often, their performance improves, and they take less time to complete subsequent iterations of the task. SIN, experience curve. The way the new technology is presented to the organization can accelerate its eventual acceptance by the organization and can save costs related to poor change management. These can include decreased productivity and loss of employees frustrated by the new technology. Discussions about the feasibility of new technology should involve employees whose work will be affected by the technology, including these employees in early requirements discussions and in later considerations of potential alternatives will leverage their daily and up-close experience with the work. They may see issues and opportunities that are not apparent to managers. In addition, having input into decisions will encourage employees to own the technology decision. It will improve employee engagement and increase employees' acceptance of the new technology. Validation against requirements. Once technology investments are determined to be feasible, it is important to circle back to validate the solution against the requirements. For example, will the technology support the attainment of the organization's priorities related to a set of generic strategic performance objectives? Quality. Does it create quality attributes that customers may value? For example, certain process technology may make materials less susceptible to failure later. Does the technology decrease the rate of specification nonconformance? Speed. Does the technology shorten the processing time or the delivery time? For example, efficient routes, so that orders can reach customers more quickly. Dependability. Does the technology improve operations' ability to deliver products/services as promised? Does it decrease operations' susceptibility to internal disruptions and improve its resilience after disruptions? Flexibility. Does the technology support meeting different types of market needs in an efficient manner, allowing customization and configuration? Can it be easily adapted to operations' current capacity needs? Cost. Does the technology allow greater throughput, which will increase profit? Does it decrease labor or materials costs? Is there a minimum level of capacity utilization below which the investment creates losses rather than profits? Selection of technology. Organizations may use a request for information, RFI, when they are looking to see the range of market solutions for a specific set of requirements. This should result in a short list of pre-qualified potential vendors. Once the organization knows what it wants, it can send out a request for proposal, RFP, or an invitation to tender, ITT. A less involved process can be used for less expensive investments. An alternative is to develop the technology in-house or through a partner contract if this is feasible. Selection between alternatives will start with a wide list of options that is then narrowed down to a short list of candidates that fit requirements and other criteria. All bidders should be given access to the same information. If one bidder asks a question, the answer should be provided to all bidders. The final bidders can be given a chance to provide a presentation or demonstrate the technology. The organization may accept an offer or negotiate with a short list of bidders for the best price, features, and so on. The winning bidder will get the contract. Note that it is better to have a vendor prove that a technology can satisfy a given requirement than to take their word for it. For example, rather than looking at a generic demonstration of transportation scheduling software, provide the vendor with a sample of actual shipping order data and have them prove that the software can incorporate the data and properly prioritize deliveries. Technology cutover plan. Implementation of technologies requires delivery, checking, and acceptance of hardware and software, integration with existing systems, cutover from the old system to the new system, handover of deliverables and documents from the project team to end users, formal user training, and ongoing support and maintenance. Prior to cutover, all testing of the technology that is possible prior to going live needs to have occurred. Users need to be fully trained on new processes. All of these tasks are accomplished using project management. The technology cutover plan details how the new technology will be activated and put into operation, and how the old technology will be retired. The cutover from an old to a new technology presents a risk, and so should feature formal planning. Depending on the complexity, rehearsals may be needed. Determining the best technology cutover method involves deciding between trade-offs. One method is to set a go-live date. The migration of data, switching of interfaces, final testing, and going live occur on a tight schedule. Users start using the new processes. The old system is retired. Hardware might be installed and set up in advance if it will not occupy the same space as the old hardware. This method can be efficient, but has risks of downtime. Customers cannot use the system, plant shutdown, etc., if any critical task fails. Failure would involve backing out of the plan and turning the old system back on. So the cutover plan should have a process for this as well. A lower risk, but more expensive method involves fully maintaining the old technology or system during a cutover period, while the new technology is also being used. In the case of software, data would need to be entered in both systems. The benefit is that if something goes wrong, the old system is still usable. The systems can also be compared to see if the same outputs are achieved. However, this duplicates labor, and qualified staff may not necessarily be available or may need to work overtime. In the case of process technology, if there is space to keep an old system available for use, this could serve as backup equipment or a backup work center. Use of that space is an opportunity cost. A third option is a rolling cutover, where implementation occurs in phases, such as at one site at a time if the technology needs to be implemented at multiple sites. This method can allow the implementation team to be smaller, because the same implementation and training staff can move from site to site. It also reduces risk because a failure will be localized and lessons learned from prior phases can improve the process,